Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we're almost to Friday. I think this week's gone by pretty quickly. We have a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. We have a great panel. Former State Senator Jeff Smith will be here. Greg Keller on the Republican side. In the 4 o'clock hour, all the fun Friday stuff. Sue will have a Friday's edition of Sue's News. Paul Hall and entertainment. I'm very curious to see. I need some entertainment recommendations because I'm not really streaming anything right now. And there's some stuff coming out in the movie. I told you my daughter asked about the D-Day movie with Brendan Fraser.
That's interesting.
As an 11-year-old, I thought, and it's PG-13, so I may actually take her. I'm like, that was impressive to me.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah.
She knew a little bit about what D-Day was, too. And then tomorrow, on that note, Sue, and this is, you know how excited I am about this project, and it's essentially your father-in-law, the Mayor Grafton, Mike Morrow, put this together. He went to Normandy, and he started looking at, you know, the cliffs over there and the history of D-Day, and he looks at these, you know, cliffs that we have in Grafton, Illinois, that everybody has ever been over there knows. He says that looks a lot like what those soldiers scaled,
yeah,
you know, in World War II. So he starts on this mission to create this unbelievable memorial, which will be dedicated on Saturday morning, right?
It's really an exciting thing.
And it should be a national, you know,
yes, they're hoping,
type of thing that people should want to come to this. So, you know, remind me, too, next week that I need to get this on Kilmeade's radar a little bit more and some of the national guys,
okay,
because I've been waiting for the moment when, you know, when this is going to become official, and I'm really, really excited. I know Mike is very proud of it, and he should be, because
yes,
they did some really unique things. This is not your typical memorial,
no,
right?
No, it is not.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. All right, Peter Svodnik coming up a little bit later this hour. We're also going to preview the air show coming up this weekend with Mark Sutherland, and I will have audio cut of the day. We are very thrilled, though, to have in the studio with us this afternoon the St. Louis Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore, who's been in office now for several years, and I was just asking him some questions about re-election, but you don't have to worry about that for a long time, right? You just were re-elected last year, or elected, because you were kind of appointed to this in the first time, right?
Appointed in May of 2023 and elected in November 2024, so not on the ballot again until 2028.
And that's a good thing. Do me a favor, Gabe, get real close to that microphone. Some people get a little microphone shine. I want to make sure that people can hear you because
you're a little bit, I know Ethan, I turned him up. Ethan thinks sometimes I don't run the control board, but I really, really do. One of the things I said earlier to the audience, and I think I said it to my crew in here, is one of the reasons I think I know that you're doing a good job is because I never hear about you, Gabe. So I think that's a good thing. But look, we had an office that you came into that was very disorganized, and there were things happening that we all know shouldn't have been happening, and you try to put the pieces back together. So 3 years into this, and I knew you've started some very unique initiatives and things like that, but one of the things that I think from the get-go that was frustrating for a lot of police officers is that they felt that they were making a lot of arrests and that there were charges filed that would not be prosecuted. Is that something that has, to a certain extent, resolved itself? Not resolved itself, but have you resolved it, I guess is what I should say.
Well, yeah, that was, you know, something that obviously we had to get on the right track right away. So we put a lot of work in there. And, you know, at this point, we have things running well. You know, last year I did the annual numbers. The past 12 months, we've charged 3,500 felonies, which is up, I think, about 300 cases from last year.
That's a lot.
Wow.
And, you know, when I was appointed at that time, there was 6,700 unreviewed warrants for application, applications for warrants in our warrant office. And now we're at a point where we're getting warrant applications reviewed and charging decisions made on 90% of our cases within 24 hours, which is important.
Yeah, that is important.
When you charge a case within 24 hours and you have someone who represents a danger to the public, that person's held and confined.
If I remember correctly, you brought some folks into the office, right, into the fold, people who had experience that may have, you know, probably arguably had better opportunities elsewhere, but really wanted to serve and to help put you in a position where this office was back on track, right?
Yeah, our office has really been a beneficiary of people wanting to step up and specifically give back to the city of St. Louis, people wanting to step up and restore the circuit attorney's office to its proud tradition. So we've been a real beneficiary of that, as has the St. Louis community.
What's your relationship with the mayor?
Good relationship with the mayor. In fact, I was just at a meeting with the mayor on Tuesday. Once a month, she has a meeting with county electeds. We get together and she kind of gives us an update of the things she's working on. Yeah,
yeah.
And we give her updates on what's going on in our office. So it's a good meeting to have.
So I want you to talk a little bit about some of the initiatives that you've launched over the past year. One is called the Circuit Attorney's Neighborhood Collaboration Program. You also have a Citizens Academy, and Sue and I both took part in the FBI Citizens Academy, so I don't know if it's similar to that, but those have been a couple of programs you've introduced, correct?
Yes. So the Circuit Attorney's Neighborhood Collaboration Program is essentially a program where we offer to any established neighborhood association that would like to have an assistant circuit attorney assigned to their neighborhood association, we'll assign an assistant circuit attorney who will attend their neighborhood association meetings.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
And be there as a resource. And as I tell people, it's really an opportunity for you to have direct access into the circuit attorney's office. So if there's something you want me to hear, if there's something that you want to know more about a case that occurred in your neighborhood and you want to learn more about it, you're going to have somebody right there in person at your meeting who you can talk to about that, and they'll get you the answers that you're looking for.
Is that a unique situation here, or is that something that's modeled after, you know, other locations? Because I've never heard about that, but that sounds
it's a great idea.
It is a great idea. And like a lot of great ideas, you know, we get them from other people.
Yeah, that's okay.
So Jennifer Joyce had a program similar to this. So we're restoring it. And we're really emphasizing that we will do it in any neighborhood that wants it. So at this point we are in most wards, actually in the vast majority of the wards. And in some neighborhoods, you know, by the end of the month, we'll have a couple different neighborhood associations involved. So we're going to do it in any neighborhood association that wants us there.
That's great. And Jennifer Joyce was the circuit attorney that many years ago before Kim Gardner, and she kind of stepped out.
She left office in 2016.
Right. Mm. Yeah, and she was pretty competent, as I remember. She was my neighbor in South City too. I lived in Holly Hills, so I would see her every once in a while when I was walking the dogs. Fred wrote a note also about Citizens Academy. Is that something that you guys are doing, or
Citizens Academy? We launched that in October of 2025. That was the first class, and it's a program where we bring in community leaders. When I say community leaders, I'm referring to people who are active in their community, who are looking to improve the St. Louis community. So those are the kind of people we look for. They come in, they spend 6 weeks with us, one night a week for 6 weeks. And they really get a deep dive into our office.
See, I love that. I did that with the FBI, and it was really eye-opening. And one of the things that, you know, we've both talked about this because, and I'm not sure what you do during your Citizens Academy, but one of the most eye-opening things that we experienced was doing a shooting simulation. And, you know, they ran us through some mass shooting scenarios and things like that and forced us to make decisions, you know, whether whether or not you're going to shoot the bad guy or shoot someone who's innocent. And I said at the time, I wish everyone could go through something like that, because it really puts you in a different perspective when it comes to that quick decision making. So it's sort of classwork a little bit, but some hands-on stuff to really give people flavor of what you do and what the officers do.
Exactly. So, you know, each of our units in our office present to the group and kind of give them a tutorial on their work. We do have field trips with the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department works with us on this. So we go to the medical examiner's office.
Really?
Yes. We go to the St. Louis Police Headquarters and get a tour there. So certainly some opportunities to get out
and
learn.
Well, so let me just say this, because I don't know how I got invited to the FBI thing, because I am far from a community leader. But if there's ever an opening, because we find it fascinating, and I'm glad that you're doing that, because I really think it does make a difference. You know, it makes an impression on people. So I think it's very, very cool. So that's awesome. So if someone ditches out or something like that, you know, throw the invite, or at least invite Sue. She'd be a good, if you don't want me, and I can understand that, invite Sue.
Absolutely.
One of the things, Gabe Gore is here, circuit attorney for the city of St. Louis, that, you know, I think anyone will tell you, whether it's the mayor or police officers on the beat, people in your office, is they see the same people a lot, the recidivism issues. So what is the current philosophy on that? Because that frustrates the cops, because what happens is they're arrested, they're maybe prosecuted, they're back on the streets. So what have you done to address some of those issues?
So as I always tell people, I accept and embrace the fact that as a state level prosecutor, I have a reactive law enforcement role. My job is to prosecute bad guys who commit crimes, and that's what we do. So, you know, when we have people we certainly take into account criminal history in making our decisions about how we're going to resolve cases. So if you're somebody who's demonstrated that you're kind of a career criminal, we're going to prosecute your case as aggressively as possible and put you in prison for as long as we can. In terms of dealing with issues of recidivism, you know, the one program we have where we focus on that is our diversion program. And that's a program that's available to nonviolent, low-level offenders. And it really gives them an opportunity to come do the hard work in our office. We've got two attorneys who work in diversion, and we've got three caseworkers. And they'll work with you, put you through a program, help you get employment, help you get the services you need to get your life back on track and hopefully not become a habitual participant in the criminal justice system.
Right.
So diversion is a place where we do that. And also we work closely with the courts on our treatment court. With people with drug addiction, mental health issues that resulted in crimes, we, you know, work with them and try to get them on the right track as well. And that's a program where we work very closely with the courts.
That's awesome. You have any other things that you have not been able to done that you really still want to do in the next few years? Are there priorities that you haven't been able to kind of jump on?
I am sure that I will come up with more ideas.
You're not lacking for things to do, though, I guess, right?
We've been active. I mean, a lot of it is perfecting what we're doing. You know, right now, you know, we've been successful in building the ranks of our trial attorneys. We got the number up to 49 at this point. Wow. But as I point out to people, 25 of our 49 trial attorneys have 3 years or less of prosecuting experience.
Right. Uh-huh.
So big focus on training, a lot of work there. Been very happy. We've asked, you know, young attorneys to step up and maybe take on more responsibility than they typically would in a prosecutor office early in their careers. And our trial attorneys have responded very well to that.
Do you get involved in any trials personally?
I do. Yeah. I do. I, you know, at the beginning of 2025, I took 10 violent crime cases.
Oh, and
I
said, yourself?
Yep.
Wow.
I told my violent crime unit supervisor, I said, give me kind of just 10 of your standard violent crime cases, mm-hmm. and I'm going to handle them personally and really get a feel for how things are going in the courthouse. And that's been interesting. Two of them have already gone to trial, and I've got one set for trial in early July. So it's been great to get back in the courtroom. It took me a while to get there for the first couple of years. I maybe wanted to do it, but really didn't have the bandwidth given all we were working on. But it's been good to get back in the courtroom. Good to have a chance to really get in the trenches and work with the young attorneys and see how they're doing directly.
Yeah, that's interesting. I used to, like, back in my younger days, I covered a lot of trials mainly in Columbia, Missouri, where I was before I came back here to St. Louis. And, you know, as you know, a lot of this stuff, there's a lot of detail in trials, right, and stuff that kind of can get boring. But I really covered some interesting trials at the time, murder trials mainly, that were interesting. But there was a guy who, I think he's still a judge in mid-Missouri, Kevin Crane is his name, and he became the new prosecutor in Columbia, like, in the late 80s. There was a guy named Joe Mosley that was there that was really good, and he became a state senator. But I remember it was one of Kevin's first trials, so he's, like, green, he's a newbie. And it was a weird case, too, because it was about a guy who was from Kirksville, who was a paramedic, and he was accused of raping and drugging a woman in a hotel room. And there was at one point where Kevin says to the judge, and the jury's there, and there's someone on the witness stand, "I object, Your Honor." And the judge, I remember his name, Gene Hamilton, "Why?" You know, you have to have a reason for your objection. And he said, "I don't really know. I just think I should object right now." He was so new at the job. He just kind of, and everybody laughed at that moment. It was a moment of levity to a certain extent. You know, you see this stuff on TV, but that kind of cracked me up. And by the way, this is also interesting. The result of that trial, this is what I was told, okay? So when you're old enough to remember VHS tapes, right? So if you would get a new VHS tape, if you were to record Seinfeld, right? The next time you record something, maybe like 1 second of Seinfeld is on there, right? In this case, this guy had recorded his crime, and he recorded over it with the Weather Channel, but there was one little frame of this hotel room where he was accused of doing the crime. And I was told in the aftermath of this trial that jury saw that, and that was one of the reasons they convicted that guy. So weird, quirky things sometimes happen with juries too, don't they?
It is always interesting with a jury trial, but in my experience, you know, the jury trial process usually results in injustice. So I've been a trial lawyer for 31 years now, and juries usually get to the truth one way or another.
Well, Gabe, thank you for coming in here. I really appreciate it. You know, we are interested in this issue of crime and really care about downtown St. Louis because we work here, and I'm here every day, and there's certainly challenges that I would put on other parts of the city. But again, I think from what I hear, you're doing a great job. He's the best looking prosecutor in the country. I mean, look at this guy and the way he's dressed. I feel like, I told him when he walked in, I feel like John Fetterman because I got my hoodie on. It's so cold in this studio that Sue and I usually have to wear parkas. So that's one of the reasons. But thank you so much. It's great to have you in studio, and keep in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork.
With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, a couple of things I haven't talked about yet today. Sue, are you familiar? Have you heard the buzz about the UFC Freedom 250 on the South Lawn of the White House?
Well, I had it in Sue's news that it was coming up, but yeah. I don't know much more.
Okay, so, you know, I don't even know much more about it either. I just know I've heard about this, and it's going to be a big deal on the 14th, which is President Trump's birthday. It's also part of the Freedom 250 celebration of the birthday of the country. It's going to be broadcast on CBS and Paramount Plus. The event is, I think, ticketed, but they're going to do this like outside of the White House. But just listen to some of the reaction. You know, there's a part of me that thinks Trump does this just to get reaction like this.
If you go back in history, you see sports has in times been used by authoritarian governments. Do you worry about the confluence of this sport in particular and the Trump administration sort of being intertwined?
I don't think like that.
You know, I want to go to the Constitution, and we're going to have to study this pretty hard to see if there's a separation of fighting and state, like UFC and state, like the separation of church and state, which, by the way, is not mentioned in the Constitution. It's in the Federalist Papers. But there are people that are just losing their mind. One of the reasons I think I support something like this is because Al Sharpton says stuff like this.
There is a connection of why that they're having these fights on the White House lawn, the UFO and all the UFO, whatever they call it, UFC. And all that, because they're trying to go back to that when, you know, they'd watch people have these fights for the slave masters and they'd be entertained by that.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's bringing back slavery. Are you kidding me? That's the guy who couldn't spell the word respect, by the way. R-I-S-P-E-C-T. Al Sharpton. Then, you know, Trump wants to troll him even more. He's like, hey, this may be permanent.
Building something in front of the White House that's quite attractive to a lot of people. It's going to have the big UFC fight on June 14th. And I'm looking at it and maybe we'll never, ever take it down.
I think he does that just to poke people. Look, it's been tough for me. I'm not a mixed martial arts guy. I do like a good boxing match occasionally. These guys just seem to beat the living snot out of one another.
Yep.
And like the women in particular. It's like rough to watch it. I don't have anything. I mean, people are into it. It's become very popular. I don't know if it's at its peak like it was maybe a decade ago or something like that.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But when he was asked about something else today, and I will say, and I said this yesterday, I did watch that because it's the NBA Finals and because it's the New York Knicks and the legend of the Knicks, and it's been so long since they've been good, and because of Webby Yama, the San Antonio player, you know, who's incredibly like 10 feet tall and can shoot three-pointers from half court.
Crazy.
I'm watching some. So last night was interesting because it was a home game for the Spurs, and the Knicks took them down in game one.
Wow.
So that series is off and running. Tonight is game two of the NHL Finals. I've become a little bit of a Golden Knights, I don't want to say fan, but I have more interest because of my friends out there. And Sue, the Golden Knights story is, we're a hockey town, right?
Yeah.
And we've won how many Stanley Cups?
One.
Yeah. And how many times have we been to the finals? I don't know the answer to that.
Innumerable.
Okay, but like they've, in 10 years, they seem to go to the finals every time, and they could win, this would be their third cup?
Oh, I don't know.
They won the other night, the opening game, in dramatic fashion. So this is still out. I keep saying the Panthers, but it's the Hurricanes,
right?
Of course, in Carolina. But I'm super into, you know, playoff hockey and the finals in particular. Even if you're just a fan of sports, it's hard to not, you know, at least dive in just a little bit. So I'm certainly going to be watching those two things as we head into the weekend. The Cardinals are off tonight, by the way. One Mizzou-related note, which I think is pretty cool. This got announced today. I don't know how many people have heard about this. You know, I go back to my time with the University of Missouri when I was a student and a reporter that was covering Mizzou to when they were in the Big Eight. Remember the Big Eight?
Oh, well, yeah.
The Big Eight had Nebraska originally. Then it became the Big 12. And they are actually in a situation right now where they just announced, let me pull this up officially. I think I tweeted this out. On December 12th in Kansas City at T-Mobile Arena, meeting number 220, but the first in 16 years, Mizzou and Nebraska in Kansas City at T-Mobile. I think that's going to be awesome. And, you know, Nebraska is a team that has sucked for many, many a decade. And I go back to, like, when they were trying to compete with Danny Nee, who was the coach many years ago. They've actually gotten relatively good. They smoked, I don't want to say smoked, they beat Illinois in Champaign last fall, and they made the NCAA tournament for the first time in, like, forever.
Wow.
So I like this because, you know, you got a little more of the Big 12 rivalry stuff, even in the SEC with the football team now. You know, we're playing KU again this year, but I love the basketball rivalries as well. And then I don't know if did they ever make this official for the SLU game here in St. Louis? There was a lot of buzz about that.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen too. As well. All right, we have audio cut of the day coming up before the hour is up. Oh, I did want to play one more thing here because this is sports related, and I was on that tangent. When I was talking about the Knicks and everything, the president was asked about that.
Last night, huge night for the city of New York. The Knicks won game one of the NBA Finals. There's been a lot of speculation. Have you decided whether or not you want to attend a game at Madison Square
Garden? Well, I've been a Knicks fan for a long time, and I'm also a Jim Dolan fan. He's a nice guy, okay? He's been a long time wanting to win, and he's a competitive guy, and he's got a team that's amazing. You know, I don't think they've lost a playoff game.
12 straight wins.
Can you imagine that? And it was not looking good. I saw the beginning of the game, and it wasn't looking good. I missed the middle because I talked to generals all night long now. But I watched that end of the game, and they were dominant. Really amazing. And Wemby's a great player. He's going to be a great player, and he is already a great player. I say, how do you guard this guy? 7'5", and he's got a great shot, right? But they find a way to do it. They're really great. They're a great team. And I'm happy for Jim because Jim has really been fighting hard to, you know, produce such a team. So you never know. The answer is yes, he's invited me. I'm going.
I don't care. If you're a sports fan, this New York Knicks story is really incredible. And Jalen Brunson, the guy who, you know, kind of sealed the deal last night, he's the shortest guy. It's so funny. He's 6'2". He's the shortest guy on the court, and he was the guy that sealed the deal. And they shut Wemby down last night. He did not have a good game. So, but 12 in a row. When does that happen? I'm not expecting that they're going to sweep this series, and I don't think Vegas is going to sweep the series with Carolina either. But those are both compelling postseason matchups that people should be dialed into if they're sports fans. And by the way, something else this weekend, the Belmont Stakes on Saturday.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Great. Couple of notes from the listeners. My friend Don says a hometown Jeff County boy will be fighting on the card at the White House. Michael Chandler, who went to Northwestern High School.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Stud, he says, first form guy. So that's good. I like to have the local connection on that for sure. So that was very interesting. Audio cut of the day coming up. Don't forget Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. Former State Senator Jeff Smith will be on the panel. On the D side, Greg Keller, Republican consultant, will have Cusimano kind of taking us into the weekend with sports. A lot of stuff to talk about. And then we're going to highlight the new D-Day Memorial in Grafton. Sue is going out for the dedication on Saturday morning. Mike Morrow, who is related to Sue and also the mayor of Grafton, is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow. Peter Svodnik back with us, senior editor at the FP, the Free Press, and he wrote about California. I find some of the things happening out there very interesting, and maybe, just maybe, there's a little hope for California. Peter, good afternoon. Welcome back. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
The one thing that's really frustrating in all of this is, I think you know, is that you can, like yesterday I looked and I had 60% of the vote for the governor's race, and today I think they're up to a whopping 62% of the vote. So some of this is hard to kind of handicap and comment on because we just don't know the numbers, and I just can't believe that California counts ballots this way. It feels like something that should be happening in a third world country.
Correct. I think what's going on and what has been going on for a while is that they implemented this very, very, what you might call like the system that's designed to make it as easy as possible to vote as late as you want, wherever you want. And the reason they do that is that the system is controlled by Democrats, and the people who tend to vote late from wherever they want, those who are least inclined to vote, tend to vote disproportionately Democrat. So the moment that they start voting differently, the rules will change. But until then, you should expect more of this very, very protracted, absurd kind of vote counting.
So my hot takes would be, I'm still, and I'm always wrong, by the way, so I'll just admit that, so this might be beneficial for people who want to go out in the betting markets, but it really is difficult for me to believe that Spencer Pratt is going to be the next mayor of L.A. He's definitely tapped into something, and I guess there could be something really weird that happens. However, on the Steve Hilton front for governor, Peter, I mean, those numbers are pretty impressive, and they're certainly far from final, but he has definitely tapped into something statewide, and while ordinarily, you would think a progressive is going to be the next governor of California, I think Steve Hilton has a legit chance, and I think you do too.
I think that Hilton has a very serious chance. Hilton is a very impressive candidate. He's got the sort of the media personality, showman's ability to articulate complicated ideas succinctly and clearly and often entertainingly, and he's up against you know, a pretty lackluster, potentially, you know, I we'll see who it is. I think it's going to be Becerra, but he's up, you know, up against, you know, like a pretty lackluster Democratic opponent. And you know, that's good and bad, right? Becerra is vanilla and inoffensive. And I think, you know, the moment that things begin to go south for him, he'll just trot out one of the cases he you know, waged when he was, you know, state AG and then fighting the Trump administration, which is a great way to distract voters. But we'll see. Hilton is very, very smart, and he's been very good on the stump, and I think he's likable. I don't think that Pratt, by the way, is completely, you know, I don't think it's as much of an uphill battle as some people may think. It's going to be very, very tough. He has the potential to be something big if he's able to kind of push himself beyond sort of his more comfortable kind of West Side enclave. So, you know, the kind of the wealthier West Side of Los Angeles, which is his home base, he's done very, very well there. You look at like the precinct by precinct breakdown. He dominated in the Palisades and Bel Air and elsewhere in the Valley. He's got to go deep into Karen Bass territory if he wants to have any chance. And that would mean going into, you know, overwhelmingly Latino neighborhoods south and east of downtown and elsewhere. And we'll see. But that's up to him. And then, of course, he's going to have to mount a ground game that can rival that of the unions. So, you know, there's a lot up against, but I think it's
better chance than ordinary. And this, I think this is an important line or paragraph from your piece, and I want my listeners to understand this. You said, to be crystal clear, these voters are not in an ideological mood, right? This is not about MAGA or return to the old Ronald Reagan conservatism, right? These guys are more common sense, whatever you want to call them. But it's a different type, but it's frustration on the part of California voters who have seen their cities and their states really going downhill. And they spoke very vocally in the last election about repealing, you know, the proposition that allowed shoplifters to take as much as they want as long as it was not over $1,000. So that, you know, that was one of those early signals that maybe things are changing a bit in parts of California.
Yeah, I mean, look, these are all, to use Rob Henderson, say that, you know, like, you know, phrase, these are all luxury beliefs. Like, you know, the luxury of saying we can defund the police, the luxury of you know, saying that we can focus on sort of any number of cultural war issues or concerns at the expense of focusing on very, very meat and potatoes, everyday concerns like potholes and people shooting drugs on the street, you know, in front of schools. Ordinary Angelenos, ordinary human beings, irrespective of their political bent, don't want that. And I think that Democrats are aware of that, but they are also, they're hemmed in by various kind of interests in their own party that make it difficult to respond accordingly.
You seem to indicate in the most recent, you know, story that you wrote about this, that the progressives were more than just a little frustrated yesterday morning. We had Hassan Piker come in here to try to campaign for Cori Bush, who's trying to win her seat back against Wesley Bell in our region. And, you know, he's just a disgusting person. But you actually say that as he was watching the election returns in, he felt black-pilled, hopeless. He was outraged that Hilton was on top and Pratt was coming on strong. So are you telling me that this was actually, they're a little surprised that they didn't see some of this coming?
I don't know. It's hard for me to know how much of what Hassan Piker says is real and how much is theater. So he may have known this is coming, but this is a good, you know, way to present things. I have a hard time, like you, imagining that people, you know, could actually be surprised by this. I think that, you know, Pratt coming in a very strong second, where he is right now at least, makes all the sense in the world. He's had a very strong campaign, and he's up against, you know, inertia and name ID. And those two things are very, very powerful. But it's not surprising at all that he's done as well as he has. It's not surprising that he's outpaced Nithya Raman, who, you know, represents, I think, the interests of, you know, basically downwardly mobile, overly credentialed people, like, you know, uber progressives on sort of the eastern kind of like parts of the city. It's sort of the equivalent of the Brooklyn of mm-hmm. LA. And you know, it's Zora Mandani's base. And I think that, you know, she has, you know, waged, I think, a pretty creative campaign, but I don't think that she has she's just not going to resonate with enough people, and her connection to Democratic Socialists of America and the sort of the more radical, you know, sort of flank that has been seeping deep into the Democratic Party, I think that scares the bejesus out of tons of voters in LA, including lots and lots of moderate Democrats. So, you know, it's a fascinating race because it exposes these big fissures inside the Democratic Party.
Right. Peter Savannah, great reporting. I really appreciate it here. Thanks for coming on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Thank you.
Well, this is going to be one of those Reardon roundtables tomorrow where we're just not even going to scratch the surface, I think, on the amount of topics. There's just too much stuff going on. But Jeff Smith, former state senator, and Greg Keller, Republican consultant, will be here on the panel tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll toss around all the stories of the week and have a little fun with those. Those two guys are, you know, a lot of times what we look for is chemistry with the panelists. And Greg and Jeff could probably not be further apart, but they're also friends, and they tease each other pretty well. And it's always good-spirited. And Greg's always right, of course, but that's just because, you know, he's on my side. So that's coming up tomorrow. We will have Frank Cusimano after Sue's News, Paul Hall as well on entertainment, and you know, a lot of sports stuff going into the weekend as well.
And we're going to have Scott Jagow, a former KMOX reporter, who is now in New York covering the Belmont. So he'll give us a preview tomorrow.
Yeah, so I feel so stupid because I worked with Scott. He helped us tremendously on election night in 2024, was down here doing a lot of the local returns. And then he left to go back to New York, and they were telling me that he's doing something related to horse racing. I'm like, wait a second.
He always,
I didn't know that. I didn't know his background. Yeah, he has a real strong background, and I had no clue. I'm a huge horse racing guy. I've been to like 15 derbies, one Belmont Stakes, several Breeders' Cups. Yeah, I've only been to one Belmont Stakes, but it was awesome way back. And they're not doing the Belmont Stakes at Belmont Park again this year.
You know, right?
Yeah. Because they're renovating Belmont Park. So they
He's in Saratoga.
Saratoga, yeah. Right. Saratoga Race Course.
That's going to be awesome.
And that's on my bucket list, really, to see Saratoga because it's beautiful. I told you, I want to do Saratoga and I want to do the Baseball Hall of Fame, Cooperstown, like on the same trip. We have a lot of fun going on. I think the weekend, by the way, I don't want to jinx anything. The weather looks really good. We got the air show out in Chesterfield. Our friend Mark Sutherland is here to promote this, get the word in for people here because we have a lot of fun going on with the Spirit of St. Louis Air Show and STEM Expo. Mark, how are you this afternoon?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Give us all the details one more time because I know a lot of people are interested. One thing that we want to focus on because I know this becomes an issue is that a lot of people are going to head out there this weekend, right? So you are encouraging folks to head out early because parking and traffic can be a challenge. There's going to be a little patience that's going to have to be involved, right?
Absolutely. Small regional airport, 50,000 of your closest friends showing up at the same time. There's traffic. So come early, stay late. Parking lots open at 8, gates are at 9, air show starts around 11:30, lots of stuff to do on the ground, massive STEM Expo, huge static ramp where you can get up in aircraft, and then, of course, Patriots Landing, spend some time with our heroes in uniform, climb around on some equipment, have some fun there as well, and then, of course, a massive air show, four and a half hours, headlined by the U.S. Navy Blue Angels and the Canadian Forces Snowbirds, who, if you were watching the sky today, did an epic flyover together.
Oh, I missed it.
Snowbirds arrived from Canada. This, look on our social media. You'll see all the videos. It was absolutely fantastic. And this is the last year the Snowbirds will be flying these aircraft. So that's the last time you'll ever see the Tudor and the F-18 flying together like
and
that.
Why is that?
So they are actually moving to new aircraft.
Okay.
But they're actually, they won't be flying for the next 3 or 4 years while they're waiting for those new aircraft to come. So this will be the last chance to see the Snowbirds for the next few years. And then, of course, we've got a phenomenal show with the F-22. We've got a Spitfire. We've got the shooters jumping out of a D-Day aircraft and many others. Skip Stewart, who flies through golf courses and crazy things like that.
Do you also have, I've heard rumors about the interactive Mark Reardon F-18 Blue Angels experience where there's, you know, vomit bags involved and stuff like that. Do you have that this year? I know you did that last time around.
So, yeah, we do have the simulator. It's not named after Mark Reardon anymore, unfortunately. That actually never happened.
I don't know if I should blame you or give you credit because Mark is the guy that really, and you had invited me one other time to fly with the Blue Angels, and I totally avoided the invitation because I was really having trouble with my anxiety at that time, and I didn't know what the requirements were. But then 4 years ago, I finally said yes, and you know the advice was get in shape. It's going to feel like you know you ran 5 miles. I of course ignored that. Was in perhaps the worst physical condition that I could have been in to take a flight like that. But it was a blast, but it beat me up, as you know, man. I came off thing wobbly. Ooh. And I'll never forget the pilot. He was great. He goes, all right, when he's coming in for landing, we can do this one of two ways. We can do this the Top Gun way or the regular way. And I'm like, please just do it the regular way. I kind of regret that. But no, look, that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. How many people get to fly with the Blue Angels? I'll never, ever, ever forget it, Mark. But I know this air show is a lot of fun for folks. So good luck this weekend. We wanted to get one last plug on for you. And take care.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And remember, everybody is a volunteer. So when you're in line, when you're parking, when you just be nice. Everybody's given of their time. It takes 1,000 volunteers to pull this off. So, you know, bring your patience and bring your fun.
No, that's important. All right. Thank you, Sutherland. Appreciate it. Take care. That's a great show. And I know a lot of people are going to show up for that. And, you know, there'll be people that will... I don't think you're really allowed to pull off to the side of the road, but whenever I'm going through the valley during the air show, I see people just kind of pulled off to the side of the road watching.
Yeah. Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Look, I haven't talked about this topic, even though we've had some of our pundits on this afternoon. I just don't understand what's happening. You know, we've got some character issues in the Republican Party. There's no doubt about that. I've talked about Ken Paxton. But, you know, this guy that wins District 12 in New Jersey, Adam Hamaway, who was a defense witness for the blind sheikh, the guy that first tried to blow up the World Trade Center. It is disgusting. And, you know, yesterday, I can't remember which guest mentioned this. It might have been Brian, because Andy McCarthy, who's a Fox News legal analyst, was the guy that was prosecuting that case.
It wasn't like I subpoenaed him. It wasn't like the government brought him in as a hostile witness. He volunteered to testify for this guy. He knew exactly who he was. What he ended up saying on cross-examination was that the blind sheikh talked about jihad all the time, and in fact, at that conference, had talked about making war against the United States. So everybody knew who this guy was.
This guy is pro-Palestine Hamas terrorist, and that's who they're electing. And look, AOC way, way behind him. He's calling him a hero. She's calling him a hero.
Dr. Hamaway has a history of treating people in war, and has a history of treating people who've been medically vulnerable. He's been quite heroic. I think that he has rightfully earned his place as Democratic nominee.
They're putting up some people on this ballot that are just revolting. And, you know, it's one thing to have a candidate like that, but then to... you know, to promote them and not back off when you have serious allegations, that's a little bizarre to me. Oh, man, we'll end on one little fun thing here, because I found this, and I don't know when this happened. I think it was over the weekend, Sue. Okay, this is at Busch Stadium. You know Todd Thomas, who does, like, the stuff with the crowd and the outfield and stuff? He's really good. He talks to this fan who is 103 years old.
Let me tell you about this lovely lady here. She is from Streeter, Illinois. She's up here with a bunch of her friends. Her name is Catherine. And guess what? She was born in 1926. She is 103 years old.
That's awesome.
But listen, she corrects the math.
1923. Yeah, she was born in 23. She's correcting me because she's 103. So on a count of three, everybody yell, "Happy birthday, Catherine." One, two, three.
My favorite of that is when she corrected Todd, because in the moment he got, you know, he was like 100 years and she's like, "Hey, I'm 103. Is that not amazing?
That's awesome.
Incredible. Have a great Thursday night. I'm going to say go Knights, because I'm kind of rooting for them. We'll talk tomorrow at 3.
Get more at 971talk.com. Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.